My name is Bernd Assenmacher. I'm working here in the Wissenschaftsladen, Bonn, science shop, since 1995. And I have some little projects like the International Garden.
Next to Bernd on the table is a folder full of all the paperwork involved in the International Garden. He was responsible for choosing which 20 families would be given a plot of land from the city of Bonn.
Yes, it was two reasons. They have to live in Dransdorf because this project of LOS is a Stadtteil project. Second, we want to have a lot of different nations. So if you have 10 families only from Turkey and 10 from Morocco, they become clans a little bit and are not so often to speak with other, and they can speak in Turkish. And we want that German is the language all have to learn to speak. And so we make a lot of different nations. From the 20 families, we have 15 different nations.
15 cultures. That means almost as many languages, though. Some gardeners, like Yahya Vardak from Afghanistan, are really noticing the divide.
I think the language is a barrier. Yes, I think it's one factor also here, because not everybody can fluently speak German, and some of them also speak in their mother languages also.
German as a common language may sound like a simple request. Some of the gardeners have been living here for 10 years or more, but many of them rarely venture outside their own community. But even if their German is sketchy, the garden has given them an opportunity to meet and mix with people from different cultures and traditions. That's what Amar Kaista from India and his wife Angelika Stauder say, at least.
I personally see that my husband, for him, it's much easier to communicate with these people because he feels like on the same level, if I can say it that way, than usually when he meets Germans. It is always like not a meeting on the same level. So here I feel like he's very happy and open with all the other people.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable because it's just near for us, no? I like to help the peoples, no? I think there's 2 or 3, 4 German people also here. They are being garden. They are living alone, women. No, they can't work, so I helped them a little bit with the machine last time.
This is really what Bernd Assenmacher has been trying to create. Not just a plot of land with vegetables, but an environment where the gardeners can interact with each other.
There are very different cultures. The Eastern cultures, they are quiet and no contact with others. And after I'm grilling, and if you drink a beer or so, they become more open for all others. The African talk. How is the Indian? They're more quiet and very hospitality. And so they come more and more together.
But if you go out to the garden on a given afternoon, you're likely to find a couple of them, like Rwandan Jean Bosco and Russian Sergei Nasanev, talking about how to fight the snail and slug plague, or which fertilizer really works. Jean Bosco says they have more in common than one might think.
Ask if we can have a small piece of land to grow seed, most of them from home. Like those Russians, they have things. They grow from home some seeds, like me, to see how it can grow here. That's first. Secondo is because most people who came here as a foreigners, they come from rural area. So the things they are doing still young, when they are aged, they would like to have it as a hobby.
They may share similar backgrounds, but not all of the gardeners seem to be putting in the same amount of work. These are the kinds of difficulties that Bernd Assenmacher has been trying to mediate, between those who are prepared to give and those who just want to take.
The first day I've called all and please come, there was only 4 families from 20. I was a little bit down. Oh, And the last one, 10 families or so, it was a lot of people, and now they know better than at the beginning. And yesterday, one called me, oh, can you give me the telephone number of the Russian Mr. Dick, because I want to go on holiday and maybe he can bring water for my garden. And I think that's good. The Indian with Romania, he's coming. And they come together by the same project. And this is the things we want to support.